A second down and two from the 6-yard line of Kingston. This drive set up by an interception by Carlos Ibarra right at midfield. Kineth hands it off to Derek Snatter, gets down to the end zone. Touchdown, Jackerville! Carlos Ibarra. Excuse me, Derek Snyder with another touchdown run of the night. That would be his third from 6 yards out. And now it's Deckerville 26, Kingston 8 with 3:03 left in the second quarter.
Derek Snyder, he is fast. And when he goes right up the middle, if you don't get your hands on him early, he's hard to tackle. And he gets into the end zone virtually untouched on that carry. But a huge sequence of events there is Hunter James throws only his second interception of the year, turned into a touchdown now, a three-touchdown lead for Deckerville. They try to add on two more.
Looking to pass down to the corner of the end zone, and this one's brought in by Derek Snyder, a one-handed catch, falling out of bounds, and the two-point conversion is good. And Derek Snyder brings in the two-point conversion, much like the 6-yard run right before that. It's Deckerville 28, Kingston 8 with 3:03 left in the second quarter right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Papsi Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost 4 decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. Papsi Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles best of luck in tonight's game.
Deckerville takes advantage of the turnover with a short field, just 25 yards. They score 3 plays later and a minute 20 off the clock. And Derek Snyder's third score of the night. From 6 yards out, he brings a one-handed catch for the two-point conversion as well. It's 28-8. Deckerville leading Kingston by 20 points with 3:03 left still in this first half. Squib kick comes down to the 37-yard line, and Deckerville brings it in, or brings down the tackle after a 3-yard gain for the Kingston special teams. And Colton Stadler is a little slow to get up here. And number 17 for Deckerville with the tackle, Batu Garay. First and 10 for the Kingston Cardinals, trailing by 20 points with 3 minutes left in the first half, 28-8 at their own 40-yard line.
A tough spot to be in if you're Kingston. You certainly had high hopes and a really good chance to avenge your loss against this Deckerville team from earlier in the season. But a lot of football left, still a full half. This could totally change, but it starts right now. If you're Kingston, You have 3 minutes to get down the field, and you must punch it in here. You must punch it in and not allow Deckerville to have another possession in this half. If you can get 8 more points and double your score, get it to 16. Going into the half down 12 doesn't nearly feel as bad.
Kingston on their 4th offensive drive tonight. Their first one resulted in a 3-and-out punt. Next one a touchdown. The last one an interception. Here they are, 1st and 10, spraying it wild, trips to the right, James by himself, screen pass to the right, and this one was off the mark, intended for Lane Torrey, off the fingertips, a little in front of him, incomplete, 2nd down and 10.
He's trying to lead him a little bit, wanted to help encourage him to go forward, but Lane Torrey had kind of positioned himself, planted his feet, and when the ball was thrown offline from Hunter James, that's all it takes is to be off a little bit, the ball hits the ground, and your screen pass that you had set up fails before Deckerville even had to worry about making a tackle and getting around the blockers. 2nd down and 10.
From the 40-yard line, same formation. Trips to the right. James by his lonesome in the backfield in the shotgun. Working off the left hash, and now we have whistles and timeout called by Brandon Jones and the Kingston Cardinals with 2:57 left in the first half. That would be the second charged timeout to the Kingston Cardinals.
Now, Deckerville was kind of shuffling their D linemen around. I'm surprised Kingston didn't take advantage of that, but obviously Coach Jones didn't like something that he saw, and he's going to make sure that his kids are on the same page, because this is a very important drive for Kingston. If you don't get a score here, you're in trouble. But you get a score here, you get the ball to start second half, chance to negate the deficit here with 2 straight possessions.
Dave Hansen, you know how you know it's cold out here?
No, how's that?
Well, because Mike Gallagher of the Herndale Tribune is actually wearing a coat.
Yeah, you're right. You know something? I've never seen him wear a coat before.
He put the sweater away, and he's going on with the hooded coat out there. It is unbuttoned, though. So, you know, baby steps here. Mike Gallagher, part of the Media Roundtable. You can hear him on the strong side. Sunny's at 7, as well as Paul P. Adams, Dave Anson, yours truly, Clark Ramsey, as we discuss high school football for 60 straight minutes, Sundays at 7 p.m. throughout the entire football season.
I can see why the Tribune hired him. He's tough as nails out there.
Yes, indeed. Sports coverage, tough as nails.
Gotta be. Absolutely have to be.
In this weather, you know, we're not on the shoreline, but close enough here in Deckerville. Two wide to each way. Hunter James in the shotgun by himself. Here comes pressure, and it's caught at the 43-yard line. Positive yards. Lane Torrey gets to midfield and finally forced out of bounds at the Deckerville 49-yard line for an 11-yard gain and enough to move the chains with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Good patience there by Hunter James. He takes in the pocket. Curtis Vogel's coming free to give him a good shot. And Lane Torrey cuts off his route, goes about 5 yards down the field, and then comes right across the middle of the field. So Hunter James, when he doesn't like his receiver deep, he dumps it off to Torrey, and he does a nice job finding the first down in midfield for Kingston.
James looking to throw again. He's in trouble. Now throws this one downfield, and is intercepted again right at midfield by Deckerville's number 12, Joe DeVault. Hunter James was trying to get rid of it. It hit the lofted it a little bit too much. Joe DeVault was able to get under it. And now the second turnover of the night. It goes back into the hands of Deckerville right at midfield.
All the credit goes to the front four of Deckerville. Curtis Vogel, Trigger, all those guys on the line as they get into the backfield. And Hunter James, instead of just rolling to the sideline and keeping the play in front of him, he spins around. And when he spins around, he runs into the other defensive end for Deckerville. And he just flings it in the air, tries to get rid of it, not taking the sack. And Joe DeVault does an excellent job of finding that floater and turning it over. Now Deckerville takes over at midfield with a chance to really blow this game open.
A pitch out to the left to Carlos Ibarra has a lead blocker from Connor Lamont, and he runs out of bounds at the 47-yard line of Kingston after a 3-yard gain. Second down, 7 to go. Clock stops with 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in this first half. Deckerville 28, Kingston 8. The Eagles firing in all cylinders so far in about the first 22 minutes.
Deckerville does have timeouts in their pocket, but if you're Kingston, you have to expect Deckerville to try to utilize the sidelines a little bit more than they have to try to preserve time and keep those timeouts in their pocket. So if you're Kingston, got to be aware of those runs to the outside and try to keep those tacklers in bounds and not allow Deckerville to score one more time here.
Deckerville has scored on every time they've touched the ball so far. This one's a handoff to Carlos Ibarra down to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Kingston's number 53, Gunnar Thompson. They're going to mark him down to the 45, so it's a gain of 2 on the play. Third down and 5 from the 45 of Kingston. 2:17 left. Clock rolls down in the second quarter.
And if it's 5, it's a long 5. Clark knows the football at the 45, like you said. And Deckerville not in a huge hurry here. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the half. Third down and 5 to go. And Deckerville in cruise control here right now.
It's going to be a delayed handoff to Carlos Ibarra. Leaps over the line of scrimmage. Gets down to about the 42-yard line. Tackle made by Aaron Kaler for the Kingston Cardinals. Sends a fourth down after a 2-yard gain. A fourth down and 3 from the 43-yard line of Kingston.
Now, fourth down here and 3. Big series here for Kingston. They must get a stop here. And if you're Deckerville, I think if you get the first down, then you start using those timeouts. Last thing you want to do is turn the ball back over to this high-powered Kingston offense and allow them to maybe steal one here on you after your defense has played a flawless first half.
Before this drive began, Kingston had the ball for 5 minutes and 56 seconds. Deckerville, 15 minutes and 24 seconds. Two wide to the right, going for a fourth down and 3 at the Kingston 43. Kind of throws, and this one's overthrown and hit the hand of Derek Snyder. And nothing more, incomplete, and it'll be a turnover of downs, and Colton Stadler is down for the Kingston Cardinals. He is rolling in pain.
Yeah, unfortunately, Hunter James took a blunt to that, too. Hunter James deflects that ball away and runs into his teammate there, Stadler, and as they collided there, that Stadler's the one that hasn't got up yet.
So it'll be a Deckerville turnover on downs. 28-8, Deckerville leading by 20 points. As Kingston's Hunter James intercepted at the midfield, Deckerville unable to do anything with it, and gives the ball back to the Eagles, or excuse me, to the Cardinals.
Let's put it, that's a big stop for Kingston. After turning it over for the second time in the first half, Deckerville about to blow this game wide open. The Kingston defense comes up with a big stop on fourth